Welcome to Hammer Da!
Da! Da! Da! Da! Da!
The number one sports betting show that comes out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Howdy, baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino, the Canadian sensation, the bearded wonder.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of that, you keeping it or?
What's that?
The beard.
Yeah.
Oh, you went back to the plain black hat instead of the black Nike hat, huh?
Yeah, well, yeah. I switch back and
forth. Go ahead, switch it up.
You know,
switch it up.
Can't rock it every day.
In the back, Jay and Mitt. Guys, how you doing?
Hi, Tom.
Mitt, are you back there?
Hey, Tony, how you doing?
What's wrong, man?
I've just been getting my teeth kicked in by these Bucks these last two games. That the fact the Bucks covered last night just blows my mind and just kind of shows you the way that my week has been going on the book.
Yeah, they probably shouldn't have covered. They should have won. Not should have won, but like it was okay with them winning, but them covering, that was tough for you. Where'd the total go?
The total actually started to look kind of promising. I was kind of looking at overtime. They turned it on in the fourth quarter.
But it did not.
No, it did not. None of it came home for me, man. It was... I don't know what I'm going to do.
Fucking for me. Brooke Lopez didn't have a rebound. Didn't have an assist. Didn't make a three. Somehow, with all that, scored fucking 14 points in 19 minutes. I'm, you know what? I'm taking his fucking under again next game.
Don't spite bet, Tony.
I'm not spite betting.
You are. He put up 14. You know he's going to do it again.
No, he's not. No. Not on fucking road.
Come on.
Not playing,
dude.
19 minutes.
No. Hey.
I will be taking probably Middleton and Drew Holiday unders on the road as well. Middleton at home is a different human being. Hats off. Hat tip to you.
When they beat the Nets, was it game seven? Was it at Milwaukee or in Brooklyn?
They were the two seed, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was in Milwaukee.
Okay. Because I was wondering. I thought Middleton went off.
He did. He had a good game.
Yeah. I was thinking
it was
in
Brooklyn. I feel like the Nets were.
I was thinking it was in Brooklyn for some
NBA
reason.
NBA playoff bracket. Because. Let me make sure before I fucking put my foot in my mouth. Where's Brooklyn? No, you're right. Fucking it was in Brooklyn.
It was in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Middleton played well.
You did, I think, right?
Maybe, man. This might be the Bucks series, huh?
Oh, yeah, because Milwaukee went down to...
Oh, you think Suns still winning it?
I'm saying Suns in seven, boys. Let's go. We're getting the Suns at home, and then I think it's just a home team series now.
What's the series odds right now?
Minus 145 Suns, plus 125 Bucks.
Oof.
To go seven, if you think the Suns win in seven, it's plus 150. Bucks win in seven, plus 320.
What about just to go seven? Is that an option?
No.
I mean, you could bet. I'm trying to think of a way you could do it, but yeah, you can.
You would have to take whichever team you think is going to.
Yeah.
Now, the Suns are already minus four at home, Bucks plus four. That line just keeps flip-flopping.
I'm amazed it hasn't gone to like 2.5 or 3 at this point.
Well, the home teams have covered every single damn game. So.
Yeah, makes sense.
Over under 218.5. Mitt, you taking the over again? What are you thinking? You going to lean there? We won't do it yet. Are you leaning there? What are you doing? Are you leaning there? Are you going to go there?
A 218 over is, yeah.
Some of you have already realized that Brucey's on the phones. 1-833-462-2333. 1-833. 462-2333. One more time. God, you gave it to him.
Trinidad and Tobago did do us in last night, unfortunately.
1-833-462-2333.
What do you mean, Gumpy?
The Gold Cup streak ended at one. It was a good run.
Hey, I mean, you're not going to give up on it, are you?
No, I'll keep betting it. Not tonight, though. These lines are absurd. But Trinidad and Tobago played well. But they hit the bar. They just couldn't get one in and then gave up a late one. It was a tough loss.
Tonight, Gold Cup.
I mean, what is U.S.
Canada's minus 370.
U.S. minus 4?
Minus 3,000.
Oh.
What do they spread?
Good question. Let me see. Halftime result, double chance, tie, no bet. I'm not seeing the spread, to be honest with you.
Where are we at here? There is no line, first five line out yet for that Red Sox Yankees
game. Red Sox Yankees tonight.
Whatever it is, I will be taking the Red Sox plus a half. Herman, I imagine that's what it'll be.
And Evaldi's going for the Sox, right?
No, E-Rod.
E-Rod's going for the Sox. I looked at it. I'll be honest with you. Not really finding an angle that I like tonight. I'm probably going to stay away from Sox and Yanks tonight. But you're going to take Sox plus a half?
I mean, I need some action, Tony. I'm itching.
Well, I got...
I'm itching.
I got 18 golfers going right now in the Open. Spieth doing well. Jay. Stuart Sink, our guy. He's doing well.
Random guess, you know. Figured he'd be all right with the experience, you know.
Not a random guess. You knew. You knew. Who else do I have? Bazin, who's minus two. Armitage, who was plus 300. Sorry, not plus 300. 300 to one. Armitage is minus one. Brookie's minus one. He missed a putt on 18. Fucking Migliozzi's up there. You know who's not up there, pal? Cantlay fucking stunk today.
Really?
Harris English stunk today. Fitzpatrick was plus one.
How's Answer doing?
Abe Answer.
Oh,
if I remember correctly, he finished minus one. He did.
Hold the phone.
But
we got some action tonight in the Gold Cup.
What is it?
Ooh.
Martinique, USA.
Whoa, okay.
Over 3.5.
Oh, really?
Is minus 118.
You thinking fucking U.S. should get that themselves?
Canada put four up on Martinique.
Okay.
USA should put up four on their own.
Over under 3.5.
Yeah, minus 118. Let's go, lads.
I'm in.
Gumpy, I've been hearing that this is the USA's Mickey Mouse team a lot from other people in the office. What does that mean?
So they're probably their five best players are not there, but Canada didn't take their best players either. So it's kind of like they beat Martinique 4-1. Canada and the U.S. play on Sunday, which should be a decent match, I hope.
At least five. I mean, none of their players from any of the fucking... What am I trying?
But yeah, I mean,
yeah, EPL. But I was trying to include all of the leagues.
You gotta put four up on Martinique here. I would think
same game parlay, pal. I'm gonna do it right now.
Yep.
Even money. Over the 3.5, and USA
money line
leading at half.
Ooh.
Plus 102.
Well, if I'm taking over, I might as well throw in USA, right?
To win?
That makes
3,000.
That makes the odds worse.
Yeah, you'd keep that minus 3,000 out of there.
How is that possible?
Because it's minus 3,000.
I have never added a fucking thing to a parlay, and it's made the odds worse.
That's insane.
That's not real. That can't happen.
Yeah, it went from minus 118 to minus 125.
That's awesome.
My mind just
when it's
exploded.
Minus 3,000.
I mean, you're still adding a game, though.
Yeah, I know, but
what?
I did not know that was possible. Hey, learn something new every day.
I think minus 3,000 we found out is the threshold.
Yeah. Here, another tip. You want to pay your rent? You like homers? You like money? Make bets you're comfortable with? Don't add minus 3,000 to a parlay.
Don't. Anything under that, you're fine. I think.
Are you?
I think.
Where's the line drawn? Minus 2,000?
Probably 2,500.
God damn.
We do have a guest coming on in 7 minutes. You guys will... I think you've enjoyed this guy in the past.
He's actually...
He...
Made quite a claim.
He claims that he is the number one Olympic handicapper on this earth. Mitt, I thought that was supposed to be you.
I mean, I'm pumped to pick his brain, see what he really knows. Let's go. I'm all in. I've been studying, Tony. I know my stuff.
Oh, okay, because yesterday you said you haven't studied shit. What do you got today?
All the same stuff. What do you mean? Ask me a question. I know everything.
Okay. Well, let me pull up the odds here. Can I do that?
Yeah.
Let me see. Who are you taking in men's baseball?
I am going to be riding with the DR, Dominican Republic.
Plus
they have 19-year-olds and 18-year-olds that hit bombs.
Forgot you said that the other day.
Yeah.
The Red Sox are favorites tonight, which I don't love.
That changed quickly.
Yeah. They are minus 115 first five.
Who are you going to take for most medals, Mitt?
I mean, USA is the only clean pick, but there's no value in that.
Well, okay, so they're minus 2,000, but okay, their gold medals are 43.5. You going over or under 43.5?
Good set line, I'm going to be honest. But I do think this is USA's year. You got to think about the COVID definitely affected other countries worse than the USA.
Probably so, right. Probably USA, right.
Let's go. Our athletes are world class. Our Olympics are world class. We always come out on top. Let's go.
Okay.
Hammer the over.
What was I going to say to you? Our guest coming up in 5 minutes is the one and only at Sports Rage, Gabe Morenci.
Firecracker.
Absolute firecracker and number one Olympic handicapper on this earth.
We got a zero runs first inning boost for Yankee Sox tonight.
Good, not with those two.
Plus 140.
No, thank you.
You don't think the bats might be a little cold after some days off?
Nah.
Aaron Judge to hit a home run, plus 400.
Is that a boost that I'm not seeing?
Plus 280 from...
Let me stay away from that.
Then we also got a UFC boost for the weekend.
I saw that, but it's by points, so I'm not even going to mention it.
What?
It's by points, right? Is that the same one I'm seeing?
Yeah.
Yeah, to win by points. I only win by knockouts.
I'm taking it.
Okay.
There's UFC boost. We take it, Tom.
Speaking of UFC... Hold on. Riley from Nebraska, what do you got?
I got two UFC picks this weekend. You like knockouts. We're going to do Daniel Rodriguez by KO TKO.
Damn.
Minus 125.
KO. Yep. Continue.
And then we're doing Billy Quarantino, just to win over Gabriel Benitez. Plus 125.
Shit. Fucking let's go, Riley.
Benitez?
You know, like.
Dude's a badass.
You go against Benitez on your own accord, my friend.
Jackson, what do you got going on today?
Oh, my guy.
Hey, how are you doing?
How you doing, Jackson?
What's up, son?
I'm pretty good. So today, I still like Brooks Koepka for the Open Championship. He's at one under right now.
Ride it out,
and
son.
And then for the Red Sox game today, I like Red Sox money line.
Oh, let's go.
Why do you like Red Sox money line?
It's my kid, dude.
So the Yankees have a couple guys out, and the Red Sox have been playing better baseball than them, and the Yankees' base running's been really bad lately.
Classic Jackson. Thank you, Jackson.
Jackson knows his base running.
Guy... Get runners on, move them over.
That's what the Red Sox do.
Small ball.
That's what the Red Sox
Jackson's
do.
Jackson's a small ball guy.
Sox brought their young stud up from the minors, too. Jaron Duran, center fielder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whose place is he taking?
Gonzalez got hurt, who played a lot of seconds. Kike Hernandez is going to second. Duran's going to play center field.
What about Jackie Bradley?
He's in Milwaukee.
I knew that. I absolutely knew that. Joey, you got a gold cup going on?
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir. So you guys both hit it right on the nail earlier with these group stage games being ridiculous on the money line. So I was looking at futures, and Mexico's the favorite, but lost Chucky Lozano in the first game, and then the U.S. brought their C or D squad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at Jamaica, and Jamaica brought Leon Bailey, the winger from Leverkusen, mm-hmm. who I think is the best player in the tournament now, Bobby Reed, who scored 5 goals in the Premier League last season for Fulham, and Andre Blake, who's an experienced keeper who plays for the Philadelphia Union. So I'm not saying it's going to happen, but a little sprinkle at 12-1 odds is worth it to me.
I don't hate what Joey's...
Jamaica, we got a soccer team?
Am I picking up what Joey's putting down?
He got fucking.
How did you feel about his breakdown of the players on the Jamaican team?
I mean, they're good players. I'm not debating that. I'm interested to see this Canada-US game on Sunday night.
So maybe we wait to see what happens.
Let's see what those two teams do, and then
if Jamaica's still lying in the weeds.
Mexico did look good last night.
Here's the thing, though: Jamaica's got Guadeloupe, so
Guadeloupe could be the worst team in the tournament.
Okay. Have we made the call, Jay? Is the number one Olympic handicapper in the world on the phone? Not yet. Okay. Just let me know. Hey, you just let me know. Hey, at least he called and he had good information. That's all we ask.
That's all you can ask.
That's all we can ask. Who's been on? Austin, Denver, you got some Gold Cup parlays. Let's fucking go.
Yeah, man. So I did the, I know you guys already kind of touched on those. I did the Canada money line, the Canada over 2.5 goals, USA money line at 2,300. Yesterday, and then the over 3.5 goals.
Yeah. You taking it in Canada action tonight? Thank
no,
you, Austin.
No.
Why not?
No.
Worried.
One bet. Gold Cup, one bet a night. That's what we do.
Oh, is that how we're working?
That's what I've been rolling with.
So you're admitting that you hate Canada?
Wow.
I'd go with Tony not betting on his team like the Steelers.
Yeah, you can't. I mean,
don't Mitt. Try and drag that shit into your
mind. Why do you have to do something like that? He's
a scumbag.
Mitt? Like, why are you going to do that? Whoa, just because you don't have a team?
Whoa. Yeah, Team USA. What do you mean? I bet all around the USA.
Because that's what you're comfortable on. That's what you're Katie comfortable Perry. With. Betting around the USA. Justin from Indy, what do you got? Justin?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what do you guys think about the Phoenix Suns going in six?
Okay.
I think they're in trouble, dude.
Do you?
Yeah.
Chris Paul
Class.
Played like dog shit last night.
Chris Paul has had 15 turnovers this series, which is, I think, like five times the average that he has in a playoff series.
It's hey, insane. Mitt.
Yeah.
Would you get Devin Booker to win the MVP at?
550. It's about the same now. I think it might be 1,000.
No, it's 240. He's plus 240. But oh,
let's go. I actually have a lot on that.
Why would you think? No. Not working. Huh?
Let me try him back in a couple minutes. Seems like he's.
Oh, I was looking at this screen. I figured you were playing around on this computer.
No.
Oh no, that's Z behind me.
He was on a another call, another interview.
All right. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I got a message.
Yep.
Yeah. 4 o'clock.
All right. Yep. Sounds good.
I think he was on with the Olympics.
That's my gonna
that
be my
insider
fucking,
info.
The IOC.
That's gonna be my fucking first question.
IOC.
Ooh. I mean, this is right up our alley, Damien. What do you got going?
On. Hey, what's going on, boys? Hammer down. Okay, so first I got to shout out my coworker, my girl Melissa. She put me on with this surfing bet. She is from California. She lived out there for a minute, and she knows that do a little bit of betting. She doesn't, so this is through her. So the favorite right now for the women's gold medal winner for surfing is on FanDuel is Carissa Moore. For USA, she's plus 200. But per Melissa, my source, she is saying that Carissa Moore is kind of like the girl of the moment.
Oh,
and for the last couple years, that she's had some peaks and valleys. And but she is on telling me to jump on Stephanie Gilmore from Australia, who is plus 600 on FanDuel.
Hold
Stephanie
on.
Gilmore, and again, I'm not a surfing guy, but apparently Stephanie Gilmore is been like the shit since 07. She's handled all the pressure all the time, and since surfing's here in the Olympics, it's like
hell
she
yeah.
feels like Stephanie was born for this moment. So yeah. I'm riding
Blue
that.
Crush.
Fuck let's, yes.
Yeah.
These
let's
are
do it.
These are the I calls that we need, Damien. Thank you.
It's Blue Crush.
Tone.
Steph Gilmore, what, Mitt?
I was going to say, I do feel like we are getting kind of cheated out of seeing some odds right now because I've been getting tweets all the time. Hey, like new Olympic lines are up. I go to my FanDuel. I can't see them.
So here's what you need to do, Mitt. Okay? What? Indiana is probably not letting some certain the states regulate differently. So if you go to like Jersey's FanDuel, like New Jersey's FanDuel, Jersey's normally like the most that will let the most. So we'll do like, I think you do sportsbook.jersey.fanduel.com or something like that, or just Google FanDuel New Jersey Sportsbook, and we can look at the lines that way. We'll do it that way.
Okay, good, because I just need to have my information correct.
Correct.
Because I know that they're going to come out right before the event and when I want to watch them, but I just need to know who I'm
going
on.
And what we'll do is we'll somehow probably book a plane to Jersey.
Oh, I have contacts up there. We can get my FanDuel account up there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we'll put those bets in. I didn't mean like a private plane. I was talking about like, hey, we'll get Allegiant $54. We'll fly into Newark. We'll fly right back.
I'm 100% in. No bags, too? Let's go.
No bags. $27 fly free for us, pal.
One bag.
No.
We don't need a bag.
The bag usually costs more than the tickets on those.
They do. Allegiant's got some great deals, but if you plan on bringing any clothes, you're fucked. So, yeah, man, we'll do it that way. We'll look at them tomorrow. And you know what? That is the... Mitt, you're a goddamn genius. You know why?
Why?
Because that is the absolute perfect segue into our esteemed guest. I don't know if it was self-given or the IOC themselves proclaimed it. But apparently this man is the number one Olympic handicapper on all of planet Earth. You can find him at Sports Rage on Twitter. SiriusXM 204 on Sports Grid. Pretty much all fucking day, I'm pretty sure. Mr. Sports Rage himself, Gabe Morency.
Hi, baby, Gabe.
Yo, let's motherfucking do this thing. Great to be with you guys. Hey, listen. It goes to show the power of social media. I should be a politician because I'm full of it. All it took was me tweeting, I'm the best fucking Olympic capper out there. Nobody knows as much about me. And look, you guys bought in. You invited me on. Hey, Morency. Morency's the best. Me and Cam sold out with soccer. Cam's corner kicks. Cam doesn't know jack fuck about soccer. We convince people we're the best soccer cappers in America. We got people tuning in every night. You guys got Gold Cup picks, right? It's all about hype, baby. But I love the segue, actually. You're talking about Allegiant Airlines. I just took Flair Airlines.
What the
right?
fuck is that?
Yeah, I don't know if Ric Flair owns them, but I think he does. All right, so yeah, Flair Airlines. When I went to the Montreal Canadiens game, I swear to God, you know that Ryanair in Ireland and stuff? I think they charge you to use the toilet.
Yeah.
These Flair guys, no water on the plane. Unfortunately, we have no water or snacks on the plane. Either way, then I caught in. It's not unfortunate. That's just your angle. Budget Airlines. Dude, I was on a bender coming back from Montreal. I nearly dehydrated to death on that plane on the way back, bro.
Hey.
I'm glad I didn't die. I haven't told anyone this story actually.
Yes, please.
It's the first time I've ever done this. In my younger days, I used to be really fucked up on planes. Like they sometimes are like, sir, we might have to land a plane. You don't look well type thing. I'm like, nah, don't worry. I'm just hungover. Like, I don't have stars. I'm good. Don't worry. Right? So I'm on the plane the other day, and I'm like, what kind of fucking airline doesn't have water on a plane, man? And I'm just mad at myself. I was like, there's a fucking Gatorade machine right before I walked in here, too. And I'm like, this is your fault. And I'm like, no, it's their fault. And then I started to think, can I drink the water out of the fucking sink in the plane? And I didn't have a choice. I went in there. I was like, I'm going to die. And then finally, I just told the flight attendant, listen, I need some water. She's like, oh, no problem. So, yeah, if you guys want to nearly dehydrate to death and have a 5-hour delay, Flair Airlines, that's your choice right there.
Gabe, I one time almost landed a plane. I almost brought the whole flight down because the night before I had, I don't know, 20-ish old fashions, and it was the most hungover I've ever been. And I had a panic attack midair because of the old fashioned hangover. And I almost fucking hit the attendant button, but I got talked out of it. So I know
you
exactly.
You were that close.
I was that close.
Dude. I've been there. I swear to God, I was in Vegas once. That's why I told the story. It was during the SARS era in the old days, right? Mad cow, foot and mouth, whatever, right? So I'm leaving Vegas, and I was in bad shape, guys. Like, I'm like, I couldn't stand up straight. Like, I was sort of like my hands on my knees type thing.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting to board the plane, and I'm just dripping sweat and stuff. And they actually came up to me, and they're like, sir, we have some concerns about the your safety and your health about getting on the plane. And they're like, because it was like mad cow and shit. And I was like, no, no, no. And you know what saved me? A bunch of people in line knew who I was. They were like, no, no, that guy's on TV. And some other dude said he was in the same hotel as me. I saw this guy partying hard. He doesn't have SARS. He's just hungover. And I was like, thank you, everybody in line.
Hey, Nikki Skates is in the room. I assume he wants to talk about your aforementioned Montreal bender.
Au contraire, my friend Gabe. I got a bone to pick with you. I was listening to the show last night, and Cam brings up this bet. The WNBA All-Stars against Team USA. And Cam's all over the WNBA All-Stars.
You're calling me up for talking him out of it?
You talked him out of it. You talked me out of it. I went with Team USA, and they got smacked in the mouth.
I know. Well, that was the best, Cam. Cam didn't even know it was fucking playing. Right? And the best is, too, he was mad at me after. During a break. Yeah, good job, Renzi. I was going to fucking take the WNBA. I was like, you didn't even know who's on the roster. All right?
Hey, isn't it?
So, I hate that. I should have shut up. Hey, dude, I've been smoking hot. I had Vladimir Guerrero 7-1 to win the MVP, the American League, the under. I had Italy and England exact score 1-1 at plus 500. So Cam never listens to me either. Like, honestly, like, we don't listen to each other at all. Like, it's the best. Like, I'll fake it. I'll be like, Cam, so who do you like tonight? And I'm actually putting in my bet anyway. I don't care what he's going to say. So I'm like, and he knows that. He goes, I don't know why you're asking. You're going to do what you're going to do anyways. But recently he's been like, oh, I don't know, Marenzi, you're on a heater. So I think you know about this. And you guys saw the story about the best part is, so there's a big story, guys, about, oh, they got the number wrong. It opened up in Vegas at 252 points, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And it actually closed into 197 or whatever and all that other stuff. It still stayed under, guys. So all these idiots like, oh, my God, look, I'm getting such a great number. It opened up at 248.5 or whatever. You still ended up losing, right? That's the best part. They gave you, like, it was like, dude, that's like a 50% off sale at a store. Why are you selling? Why is it 50%? Like, it's like Black Friday. You're selling shit no one wants, like.
Hey, isn't this the fucking best time of the year? Everyone's just betting on nothing they fucking know about.
I love it. I do well betting on stuff I know nothing about. There's a great gambling story, guys. I used to do a show. He was a play-by-play guy, actually. His father, Elliot Price, former Expo play-by-play guy. So his father's a DJ. It's one of those urban legend, you know, gambling stories. So his father's a taxi driver, and he was a big-time gambler and stuff. Degenerate. And so basically, calls the old bookie, the old days, you know, no internet. Calls the bookie on Monday night, bets Monday night football. Calls the bookie on Tuesday night, says, what do you got tonight? He goes, I got some hockey on the board tonight. He bets the hockey, he loses. So he loses on Monday betting Monday night football. He loses betting hockey on Tuesday. Wednesday, he calls the bookie. He goes, listen, what do you got in the NBA tonight? He bets the NBA, he loses. All right?
Yep.
Thursday night, calls, what do you got tonight? He goes, I got some college basketball tonight. He bets college basketball, he loses. He calls the bookie Friday night. The bookie goes, hey, listen, it's a quiet night tonight. All I got is WNBA. He goes, I'm not betting WNBA. What the fuck do I know about that?
Hey, he probably did he bet it and win?
So he just went 0-4, knowing, right? I love that, too, when people will say, the All-Star game really pissed me off. Like, I have guests that don't want to come on my show anymore because I called them idiots this week. Dude, I said, so what do you think of the All-Star game? They're like, All-Star game? I don't bet on the All-Star game. That's kind of random. Random? It's fucking 19-3 in the last 22 years. And I don't bet on All-Star games. It's too random. Oh, yeah. So betting on a Seattle Mariner and Detroit fucking Tiger game in the middle of July, that's not random at all.
Couldn't
and
agree.
The other one was, they don't care about an All-Star game. The Pittsburgh Pirate players care a hell of a lot more about that fucking game than they do going back to their sad sack pathetic fucking lives and teams right now. They don't care.
Gabe, I'm a fucking Pirates fan. Jesus. No, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, we love the fucking under in the All-Star game. I mean, you're giving us 11 when it's all the best pitchers. But here's my issue, too. For some reason, on sports that I don't know about, I bet more money on. Because I feel like it may give me more of a rush, and I may care about it more.
Why do you say that?
Huh?
Why do you say that?
Yeah.
Because I put more money. I put $500 on a gold medal pick in the Olympics.
Okay, who?
I didn't even put $500 on the Bucks in the futures, NBA future. The other day, I'm like, fuck it. I'm going all in. They're winning. I took Japan, gold medal, baseball.
So did I. Hey, so did I.
Well, we've got a winner on our hands, my man. Dude, they're going to crush everybody. The Japanese league is the second best league in the world. We know this.
Yep.
They shut their league down for the Olympics. The Olympics are in Japan. I don't know if you guys know, but you know, Japan wants to win in Japan, right?
Yep.
America, they're sending Edwin Jackson out there. Edwin Jackson sucked 10 years ago, right? So the USA's in trouble in this tournament. Shit. South Korea are pretty good, and I think that, and also, if you look at America, the USA have to play South Korea. They're in the group with South Korea. That's going to be difficult to deal with. So if you're Japan, you know you're getting to the final. Japan's going to steamroll everybody. FanDuel's got a great number, guys. Plus 160. Japan, I put a nickel on it. Already. That's my first Olympic pick in my back pocket. They're going to roll everybody. I think it's just going to be boom. I don't think Japan loses a game in a tournament type of deal. Japan plus 160. That's the play.
Tell you what, I'm also looking. I mean, I know it's not plus money, but the U.S. women's softball team's minus 200. I mean, I feel like...
Yeah.
I feel like potentially a lock. I mean, I have no idea. Is Jenny Finch still pitching? I don't fucking know.
No.
No, are you sure? Because I saw her pitching after the All-Star game the other night, and she still looked fucking fine. Hey, you brought it up earlier. So you taking Gold Cup tonight, too, or...?
Well, let me just say about the softball, because I thought the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I thought the exact same thing. I'm thinking, hold on, I'm just going to tweet this stuff out here. We are live. People are kind of thick. You know, you got to really give them the links to things. No. There you go. Check us out now, motherfuckers. but I love Japan and the men's baseball. I was thinking the exact same thing, Tom. I was like, man, come on, USA softball?
Yes.
And they're loaded. They've got current NCAA players. I think her name is Kat Garcia. Badass Garcia. She's a pitcher for UCLA. They've got a veteran pitcher that can't be hit. She's got like a wild wiffle ball type of pitch. Mm-hmm. An older woman. She's like 35, 36 on a U.S. team. But, you know, we do a show. Dave Sharapan's daughters are actually pretty good softball players. Yeah. So they're on top of the softball stuff. They actually saw the U.S. play Japan in an exhibition game recently. 2-1. It was a battle. Japan are good at softball as well. I think the USA win, but I don't think it's a good value pick because I think they're going to have their hands full at minus 210. It's not worth it. Like Japan at plus 160 for the men. I got one. I'm coming at you here. We like the Netherlands women's field hockey. Netherlands women's field hockey, minus 140 to win gold. And, listen, if I'm going to hype myself up as the Olympic kingpin here, I better deliver. So I'm going to tell you what, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, there's your 100 meters women's champion right there. She just set a Jamaican record a couple of days ago, all right? And there's two things that they do well in Jamaica, the reggae music and run fast, all right? So, dude, you set the all-time record. It's the second she just, this was in the warm-up here, in a little meet in Jamaica getting ready for the games. It's the second fastest time in women's history that she just, that the time she just put up, a 10.63. Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, women's 100 meter Jamaica. Place the bet and light a nice fat one, legally, of course. Light a nice little fat one and just kick it back and owe to Bob Marley and you cash that ticket. You go get it, girl. Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce.
Gabe, what did the world do to deserve you? I say not enough. I say not enough, Gabe. You are a gem. I'm thankful that we have the Olympics betting kingpin on speed dial. I can't wait to make so much money off of these fucking Olympics with you, Gabe.
I'm ready to do it. And the best part is, I don't even think we're allowed to say Olympics, Olympics, Olympics. We're betting on the Olympics,
world's games. The world's games or whatever. I think we actually got. Yeah, we got told that. You're right. We got to change it. The world's games.
Straight on the screen.
Oh my God, we got to take that off.
I
didn't know. Oh my gosh.
I didn't know. Is it like saying superb out?
It is. Oh, I completely forgot about it until Gabe just yelled it at me. You're 100% right, Gabe. This is tough stuff.
Hey, Gabe, we were talking about people not throwing a bunch of money on bets they don't know. Pat's the king of it.
King!
King of it.
King! What was that? Hey, we got a speed-walking son of a bitch, Gabe. Wait till that one hits at about 1, 2 a.m. when they start walking and waddling. Yeah. They're not allowed to have both feet off the ground at the same time. So you got to really check hip dexterity and mobility on who you're going to get in there. I think we can find a favorite in there if you use your World Games betting kingpin-ness and look into that a little bit.
I can't lie. I want to punch speedwalkers in the face. Fucking Olympians. You want to see me? You want a speedwalker? Watch a better trying to get to the book. You got 2 minutes to get to the window? That's speedwalking. Get the fuck out of my way. That's speedwalking. I swear to God, Pat, you can't make this up. I told the story last night. I got into it with a Canadian speedwalker on Twitter last month. I swear to God, he's one of the Olympians. I can get the jacket out if you want. So Team Canada, they're actually at the ceremonies. They're wearing like jean jackets.
They aren't.
And John Oliver said it looks like a fucking Pearl Jam tour jacket from 1994. So like everyone's ripping the jackets. I loved it. I went out and bought one. I can get it for you if you want. I bought it. So
please go get it.
This Olympian goes on Twitter. He goes, over my dead fucking body will I wear this at the Olympics. I train hard to get to the games. I'm not wearing a jean jacket at the Olympic ceremony. I tweeted him. I said, you're a fucking speedwalker. You're lucky you're in the fucking Olympics. And if you don't fucking like it, don't go. Right? You're a speedwalker. Taxpayers are paying for your speedwalking ass to go to the games.
Hey, do you have that jacket, dude?
Yeah, get the jacket.
Right, go get it. Go fucking get the jacket. Go get me the fucking jacket, dude. What a fucking liability he is. Jesus Christ. Fucking
lewd animal.
Tony, I'll tell you what, I am now terrified that my DR boys are going to get just rocked by the Japanese in baseball now, man.
That thing's awesome. Hey, that thing's awesome. That thing's awesome.
None of this is Team USA Ralph Lauren polo bullshit. Look at this. This is how we rock. It's the graffiti jacket.
Oh, that thing's sweet.
Show me the show me your left sleeve. Show me the left sleeve.
So you got Canada splayed there. You got some more spray paint here. A patch. Some spray paint.
Hey, so are you rooting for Team Canada then?
Yeah, well, my grandfather played, was an Olympian.
Oh, yeah, you told me that.
Six Olympics. So I got the little graffiti here. And you got this little thing spray painted on. Check out the back. The back is the coup de grace here. All right, the back. Look at this shit. I went out to watch a hockey game at a bar. Every waitress wanted to marry me. Fuck with this jacket.
I assume so.
You're gonna fight the ladies off. You wear this thing. Look at this thing. Tokyo, baby.
That thing's fucking sweet. Nice. Hey, it's sweet,
dude.
Hey, see, this is you know.
The only issue is that
I can wear this on my metal band too. You can wear this shit on a show on stage, you know.
The only issue is that a German flag on one of the fucking sleeves?
No German flags.
I know. Powell, you got anything?
You got anything for the Gold Cup tonight, Gabe? We're thinking over 3.5 goals at -118 in this USA game tonight.
Yeah, you know what? I actually put together, I was trying me in camp. I was like, let me just see what happens if we parlay Canada and USA. It's like -275 still, so it's not enough. I hit Mexico last night at -2.5.
Yeah.
That was nice. Dude, I'll tell you what. I think the USA are going to win this tournament outright, though.
Yeah.
I like the USA. You know what sucks, too, with Canada? Alfonso Davies is out.
Yeah.
Random injury. Motherfucker's training, just jogging backwards, twist his ankle. So this isn't the elite Canada team, but I think Canada will still beat Haiti. I'm going to lay the goals in a half here tonight. I'll just lay the spreads. I think the U.S. wins 3-0, 4-0 type thing. Canada probably 2-0, 3-0.
Yeah, because Canada put up 4 on Martinique, so I'm thinking USA is going to cover over 3.5 on their own, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Like I said, 4-0. I'm going to lay the USA on the handicap on the spread. I'm going to lay the spread. Basketball, too. So for the Olympics, basketball, Keep your eye on France, guys. I'm just talking about point spreads and stuff like that. They've got a great lineup, man. Rudy Gobert is the center. You got Nicolas Batum. You got Evan Fournier, Nicolina, Nando Nicola is like a European legend. So keep your eye on France. One thing, too, is you've seen underdogs cover in this stuff, guys. They're shorter games. The international game is different. So, you know, beware of laying big points thinking, oh, this team's going to kill the other team. We see underdogs cash all the time as well.
Hey, Mr. Morenci, talking about Olympic basketball, I did see, I watched the highlights of the Nigeria versus USA game. Nigeria had some great shooters. Are you going to be looking at them for any spreads? I just kind of fell in love with that team.
Yeah, I'm loading them up right now. I like this team as well. They're athletic, and they've got attitude. And, you know, speaking of which, too, how hard is it? Good job if you're like Stephen A. Smith. You know how hard it is to piss off Japan and Nigeria in the same day? Like, it's almost impossible. Like, totally, like, different regions of the world. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, wake up. It's like, honestly, like, I don't think Donald Trump ever pissed off Japan and Nigeria on the same day. Good job, Stephen A. Smith. Hell of a job you did there.
Hey, like, hey, you're right. You're 1,000% right. Morenci, you're the best. Will you come back on throughout the Olympics as our correspondent?
Yeah, no, you're damn right I will. Listen, you guys caught me off a little bit off guard, right? A short notice here.
No, Olympics, I know. That's on me.
Listen, next week I'll have my Olympic report ready.
Okay.
10 plays, 8 picks. I'll show every bet that I made, and my portfolio will be big by next week. We're going to get into the soccer. Oh, hey, we got women's swimming, man.
Oh, yeah.
We got women's swimming picks. We got it all.
Hey, you're the best. What time are you on tonight?
We're coming on in 40 minutes. Sirius XM Channel 204 and Sports Grid Television Network.
All right. Hey, have a great night. You're the best. Hey, see ya.
Always a pleasure. May the winners be yours, guys.
See ya.
Thank you, guys.
May the winners be yours. I appreciate that. I fucking love that guy.
Legend.
The best. It's the absolute best. Where do we go? Where do we fucking go?
Only down from here.
I don't, Tony, you got to go to like the phones or something. There is nothing that we could do to top that. That was awesome.
I think you gave us some good Olympic info, though. Today, I got Stephanie Gilmore.
Yep.
For surfing. Netherlands women's field hockey. Shelly Ann Fraser in track.
Price.
Shelly Ann Fraser Price. Japan MLB. Am I missing anything else?
Nah, Tony, you got all of it right there.
That Japan one, I didn't know they were shutting down their league.
They're fucking, they're going for gold.
Yeah.
I obviously didn't know that either. I want to retract my cash out of my DR bet.
Oh, you're off the DR.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get on Team Japan.
Fair play.
Yeah.
All right, who's been on the longest? Cal from St. Louis, what do you got?
Hey, what's up? I got an over-under for our total win for college football. I know, Mitten, you will enjoy it. Nebraska under 6. Scott Frost has not won 6 games since he started Nebraska, and they get Oklahoma, Ohio State, and Michigan this year.
Cal, what's your last name?
Schmiedes Camp. What's up, Mitt?
Hey, what's up, buddy? I know this kid from, I think I lived in the same neighborhood as this kid.
It's one of the buddies?
Yeah, we went to the same middle school. What's up? Yeah, Nebraska under 6 wins.
Hey, was Mitt the valedictorian of your middle school?
Yeah.
He couldn't spell back then. He can't spell now.
No, okay. Thank you, Cal.
Hi, baby, Cal. All
right, so he went to Nebraska. This gives me a chance to showcase my current, how do I want to phrase this? College football spreadsheet. Now, Nebraska... Let me see here. They've got, yeah. So, like, I got a column here for how much experience they have returning. They're 75th in the nation in experience returning. I like Nebraska's. Nebraska has definitely underperformed under Scott Frost.
Nebraska.
That's a tough schedule.
I can't remember their quarterback's name, Tony. He got hurt last year, and Dylan McCaffrey had come into play, but. I don't know. He was really good, and then I think he kind of stunk. I just can't really remember anything good about Nebraska last year.
No, well, here's why you don't remember anything. It was either last year or 2 years ago when everyone was like, all right, this is the year that Nebraska turns it around, and they went on to go like 4-7 again. So they disappointed everyone. So
you know who was covering machines last year?
Who?
Rutgers.
Rutgers was great at covering last year.
Very good.
They were great at covering last year. I'm very excited. Joseph, what's up, dude?
What's up, boy?
Hammer down.
Hey, I wanted to apologize for the dogs yesterday. I was in that coffee shop for hours, had no clue there was a fucking dog. Hey, you got to get Jackson set up with Gabe. That's Jackson's future.
Oh, the Gabe Jackson podcast.
That'd be pretty good. Also, I just wanted to say, I think the Bucks kind of figured it out to ride Giannis for three quarters and then let Middleton eat in the fourth. So last night I had good luck taking his points over live betting in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
So I would just say look out for that. That was really good. And then it disappointed last night, but typically when Middleton scores over 30, he's looking to get a double-double. So look at his rebounds over as well.
Hey. Thank you.
Yay. Hammer down.
Hammer down. He also, on his thing, said Sergio to win the Open. Serge is plus 5,000. Serge had a decent little first round, but...
Well, CT Pan.
CT Pan? Is that who you're watching on the TV right now?
Yeah.
How's he doing?
Doesn't look too happy with his round.
Hate when that happens. Mike from Virginia, what do you got?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I have some Olympic future bets here.
Okay.
Some stuff that you guys haven't talked about. Some rugby sevens.
Oh, we
rugby union.
I have New Zealand at plus 250
Me too,
for the men's. And then I'm going to go Australia for the women's. They're at plus 750.
Okay.
Oh, darn it. My inside information on this is that actually Fiji usually has a hurt squad and that they are a pretty stacked team, and now everybody's healthy. They don't have any other outstanding tournaments that they usually have during the Olympics because of the COVID year and it getting pushed back and all that. So that's why Fiji is the favorites via the Indianapolis rugby community that I've talked to. I'm still kind of trying to decide who I'm going to take on that one.
Okay. I talked about it, how I'm worried about Fiji leaving their water.
Same.
But you know what they could do? They could just go to liquiddeath.com/Don.
Don.
That's liquiddeath.com/Don.
Don.
For the greatest water on planet Earth. And that Fiji team would be fine if they went to liquiddeath.com/Don.
Don.
And guess what? If you put in Don.
Don.
What do you get a free set of koozies for the whole team.
Koozie set?
If Fiji did it, I bet you they would give them a koozie set.
Damn, dude. Free set of koozies.
That's liquiddeath.com/Don.
Don.
Thank you. Jacob, Cincy, last call of the day. What do you got?
All right, boys. Just a few picks. I'll try to call in tomorrow. For you. First off, UFC, Maisha Tate. I got her at 155. That is an absolute lock for Saturday.
Hold on one second. Time out.
Is that just to win on points, knockout? What are we talking here?
Money line?
Just to win. If you're going to take anything, I would take by decision in third round.
We have an odds boost for you.
We have a boost.
What is it?
Tell them about the boost.
Misha Tate to win by points is plus 150.
Woo!
Yeah, I'd sprinkle some of that.
Sprinkies.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
And then I got two more. I got NL Rookie of the Year. Kind of. It's probably going to go to Trevor Rogers, pitcher for the Miami Marlins. But if Reds end up winning the division in NL Central, might want to look at Jonathan India. Dude is on base percentage over 400 right now. He is a huge piece to that offense.
Thank you, Jacob.
What about Wisdom with the Cubs?
What about Wax Wisdom?
Jacob?
He hung up.
Jacob.
He hung up, Paul. We can't save him.
Wisdom. He has cooled off quite a bit, though.
Yes, as the Cubs have.
But when the Cubs trade all of their players, he will be the only player left to hit the ball, it feels like.
Yeah. Well, and if you want to go see him hit the ball, SeatGeek is back. Did you know that?
No.
SeatGeek is back.
Holy shit, dude.
Baseball is in full swing. Yeah. NBA's finals are here.
What?
Concerts.
What?
NFL's right around the corner.
What?
SeatGeek rates every ticker from 0 to 10.
That is nice because I went to 5 Red Sox games. I use SeatGeek for every game.
You were looking for green tickets.
I needed the green.
Not the red.
I saw the red. I said, show me the green.
Right now, you use code DON.
DON.
D-A-H-N for $20 off your first order. That's code DON.
DON.
For $20 off your first order at SeatGeek.
I'll tell you what, Tony, I'm so excited for the football season, going to live games.
Me too, Mitt. Me too. All right, so we covered the MLB game tonight.
Yep.
I'm taking nothing.
I think I'm taking nothing too.
Staying away?
I mean, I would have taken the Sox plus a half, but E-Rod terrifies me.
Same. I don't feel good about it either. We got NBA Finals. Is it back tomorrow or they got another two-day break?
I think it's a two-day break, especially because they're traveling. There's a travel day.
So they play what, Saturday night?
They play Saturday.
So Canada-USA is Saturday at 9:30.
And this is Saturday at 9:10. Maybe fire up the spaces.
Yeah, so we'll get back in the space.
Maybe fire
Saturday.
Up the spaces.
We'll have a little gold cup chatter.
Olympics we're good on. I think we're good on everything. Thank you, Gabe, for joining the show.
USA Martinique over 3.5.
I jumped on it, and what else did I take? USA first half.
Oof. I was almost going to add. I added. I was looking at it. Canada money line added to that is plus 146 for a parlay.
Tasty little treat.
And then I could bet on Canada. Mitt,
don't let Mitt force you into that.
Hey, the best bet is the one that you feel comfortable with, Gumpy. Force that bet.
We'll be back tomorrow. The rollover will be back tomorrow.
Ooh.
Full
slate.
We
got a full slate?
I'm pretty sure.
Full slate. I might bet every game.
Full slate?
Give me every MLB game tomorrow. Everyone.
No matter what?
I mean, we'll see what the pitching matchups look like.
Tomorrow we got 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hold on.
There's two doubleheaders tomorrow?
Right out of the hop?
1, 2, 3, 4.
So
they'd
hold
seven,
on.
Eight,
there
nine,
was a
ten,
major
nine,
announcement
12,
over
13,
the All-Star 14, break, my friends.
17 games tomorrow.
There was a major announcement over the All-Star break.
No more seven-inning doubleheaders?
Mickey Mouse baseball is dead. Next year, 9-inning doubleheaders, and no more guys starting on second base in extra innings.
And tomorrow there's 17 baseball games. And all the good pitchers should be gone. You'd think.
Welcome to the Thunderdome.
Welcome to the fucking Thunderdome. We'll be back tomorrow, about 15 minutes after Pat's show. AJ's hosting tomorrow, so.
Come on back.
Assume it won't be it'll probably be 3:30-ish.
Yeah. Good luck and God.
If I had to guess.
Good luck and God bless.
Good luck and God bless and hammer!